This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even not taking Detroit into account, there was a whole bunch of stuff happening in the American economy this week. Here to help us unpack it in our weekly wrap of Wall Street and Beyond are Catherine Rampell. She's from the New York Times. Neil Richardson is with Bloomberg Government down in Washington. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Catherine, the big news on Wall Street came today in point of fact. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, has filed civil charges against Stephen Cohen, head fund manager of a company called SAC Capital, managed by him. They accuse him of failing to prevent insider trading. They would have us believe it's one of the biggest insider trading cases ever. Is it that important, do you think?
They've been going after Stephen Cohen for a while. They actually had a settlement with SAC earlier this year for over,
It was over $600 million.
$600 million. Yeah, it was a huge number. And clearly they have still been pursuing Cohen himself. Is it really that big of a deal? I mean, I'm sure it's a big deal to him. But if you look at the charges themselves, it's, you know, they're not criminal charges.
Yep.
They're not actually accusing him of insider trading. They're basically accusing him of being a bad manager, of failing to supervise other people who were insider trading. So, you know, as the kinds of charges go, this one is sort of lower hanging fruit and is not as potent or as serious maybe as some of the other things that might have been on the table when they first started this investigation.
Neela, why should we not believe then that Mr. Cohen, who's worth several billion dollars, will not just pay, I don't know, maybe even $500 million and be done with this?
He could, but the end game for the SEC is to make sure that he doesn't manage investor funds anymore. It's okay if he manages his own money, but they want him to prevent him from managing other people's money. And this is really an opportunity for the SEC to flex its enforcement muscle under its new head, Mary Jo White, which, remember, has a federal prosecution background.
Right. Fair enough. Okay, new topic. Neela, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke went to the Hill this week for what many, including yours truly, believe will be his last appearance up there in his capacity. First of all, besides all the farewells and stuff, did he transmit a message of confidence in the American economy? I mean, he said some good things.
I think so. He transmitted a message that didn't move the markets, Kai. And so I think I think he did transmit an economy that is recovering, led by housing, but he was also very cautious that there were some downside risks. That's economists speak for saying we may be wrong about this. And there are some things in the economy that would make us keep our foot on the gas pedal and keep the stimulus going for a bit longer.
Catherine, were you surprised that he said, in essence, Congress is the biggest drag on the American economy right now?
No, he said that many times. He's basically been saying for a few years, hey, guys, we could use some help here. You know, monetary policy can't do it all. And at the very least, we could stand for you not to continue hurting the economy, you know, through the sequester and tax increases and that sort of thing. So this is not a new message from him at all.
Assuming, Catherine, that he's on his way out, do you think he leaves with a sense of relief? Is he just tired and ready to go?
I don't know. I wish I could say I've looked deeply into his soul and could determine one way or the other. I mean, there is suspicion that he'll go back to Princeton, which is my alma mater, which is the best place on earth. So in that respect, you know, maybe he has a nice landing if he does choose to go back there. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, he's been a very, very powerful guy, one of the most powerful people in the world for many years now. And maybe giving that up could create a little bit of wistfulness. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Catherine Rampell from The New York Times and Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a good weekend.